Hello.
Remind me, is this podcast deep opinions on shallow topics or shallow opinions on deep topics?
It's everything. It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you feel deep, shallow, or just plain petty,
take a ride through life with us, Matt and Tara, as we chronicle it all.
Tell me the whole story, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Whether we are tackling aging, friendships, our spouses,
Hubba and Banana are the two luckiest people on earth.
Or any other of life's fun, we have different takes, but one goal. Get ready to laugh, shake your head, and wonder where our mothers went wrong.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I am still terrified of my mother.
Get in and hold on.
It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara, and listener discretion definitely advised. Hey, hey, welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host, he's nursing a nasty hangover, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Boy, am I. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. Tara, as always, we start our show with our checkup of our mental health, big part of our show. So today, on a score of 0 to 10, what is your mental health number?
I could not feel better today. I'm at a 10.
Really?
I am at a 10.
Okay. We got to have the details. Go ahead.
All right. So this past weekend, Hubba was back in town very briefly.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right. So he came in Friday morning about 2 a.m.
Right.
And he had to leave Saturday. So it was a very quick trip. But it was so nice to see him.
Now, this was, so he literally was driving through from Augusta, for where he's been for a month.
Yes. So and he was in Augusta for a month. He's headed to Phoenix for a month.
Right. Okay.
So he made a very quick trip home, just enough time to remind B what he looks like and to take me on a date.
Well, but she should get a reminder every day because she looks just like him.
Yeah. And every time she looks in the mirror, she should have a really clever reminder. Yeah. They are. And I noticed it even more this past weekend, how much they look alike. It's crazy.
Yeah. You posted a picture, or maybe you texted us a picture of her sitting on a park bench.
Yes. At the playground.
Yes. And like, she legitimately, I mean, it's like a mini me.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, I think the older she gets, you know, it's wild.
I know. It's insane. But so he dropped by very briefly and we went on a date night. And I am not one to give Hubba credit where credit is not due.
You're not.
But this was the best date of my life. It was like one of those dates when you first meet that person.
So is this like an absence does make the heart grow fonder?
I have no idea what was happening.
When you told me that, I was like,
yeah, it was so crazy. Neither one of us really touched our phones. I mean, we drank a lot of wine and we talked and it was just the best. So I absolutely loved having him home.
That's so great.
What made it even better, what kind of got me to this point where I just am at this strong 10, nothing, you know, can go wrong, is so my sweet, sweet parents actually flew in to Dallas to be able to help Hubba with the drive.
Because he's driving from...
Right. He has to have his car with him. Right. So he was driving from Augusta and had to drive to Phoenix. And so my parents flew in to help him with that drive. They're from El Paso. And so it is kind of on the way and it could break up the drive.
Gotcha.
So the day they were getting ready to leave, I was pouting because everybody was leaving. And I already get sad when my parents come to visit and then they have to leave. So with Hubba leaving and them leaving, I just was not having a good day. So I asked my mom if she could stay a couple more days. And she was like, you know, I have a closing. Both my parents are realtors. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I just kind of went about my day. But I guess I either pouted enough or everyone started feeling guilty about leaving me. And my mom actually stayed for another 3 or 4 days.
That's awesome.
So it turned into a nice little pout fest for me. I got what I wanted out of it.
You got a great date and you got your mom to stay for a few days.
Yes, I got a great date. I got some mom time. So I'm feeling really good.
Okay, just as a side note, just as a quick funny. So the other day we were, the banana and I were at the nail salon and the lady doing the banana's nail says, "Are you a realtor?" To banana. "Are you a realtor?" Banana says, "No." And she says, "Okay, you just look like a realtor."
What does that mean?
What does a realtor look like? what exactly does the realtor look like? It was very funny. So when you said that, when you mentioned your parents are realtors, like, yeah, by the way, there's a realtor look, apparently.
Apparently so. All right, Matt, how are you feeling? I mean, I know you're not feeling amazing.
Physically, right now. I am not feeling great. I've fortunately had a string of the last few weeks where we've had some amazing events going on and all that. So I am hungover today. So, but I'm still, it's recording day. So that always lifts my spirits. So
me too. I love it.
So what are we talking about on the show today?
So we are going to talk about the fact that we're out there.
We are out there.
Deeply Shallow is up and running.
Is up and running. We did the announcement. We have actually launched. So we have, you know, four episodes have already been published. And Tara, it's crazy.
I am stunned at the reception, the reaction.
So here's today on the episode we're gonna kind of lay out there how this happened. So this is kind of a
which you have just stuttered so much in that sentence that I cannot believe we have a podcast. You said every word in that sentence three times. Well, and we're trying to speak professionally. Pull again. It together.
Again.
All right, and that was the conclusion of Deeply Shallow. We're no longer in business. Everyone been have canceled. A great day.
So
what was that?
Okay, so what has been great about this is the reception has been great. The support has been great. The curiosity is what has really been, to me, one of the most interesting parts about this. So, and I will give Banana credit here. So when we decided to do this podcast, we started obviously working on our content and, you know, and we'll kind of go in through, kind of through the episode today, we'll take you through, you know, through the inner workings of how we got it going. But to announce the podcast, Banana said, hey, you really need to, you know, kind of like roll it out there slowly and, you know, like put some teaser stuff out there.
Build interest.
Build interest. And what it built was an incredible amount of curiosity.
Yes.
So just as an example, so what was our first, so just on our personal Facebook pages, right, what was our first post, Tara?
So we had just a very generic flyer, no photos. It was just an orange flyer letting people know, hey, we have an announcement coming. We put in there, you'll be hearing from us soon. There was a picture of a microphone.
Right.
An old school microphone.
So, and we'll post that on the Deeply Shallow podcast,
right,
Facebook page so that folks who didn't see it originally can kind of see what the buildup was.
Absolutely.
Because that'd be cool for some folks to see. But so we post that. And what immediately happens now? And we posted all four people, or right, we tagged all four people in the initial
flyer. And actually, Matt posted it first and
yes,
tagged Banana, myself, and Hubba.
So four people, two couples are tagged on this post.
Right. Then okay, I posted it. Banana posted it. I think Hubba shared it.
Correct.
So immediately, everyone thinks I'm pregnant. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go home and burn this romper that I'm wearing, first of all. Second of all, what part of this, like, screams that I'm pregnant?
So
also, why would some other couple be tagged in this? On this?
That was the part that was so great. You know, so you started getting text calls. It was pretty significant as soon as this hit.
Right, and I was telling my girlfriend, Casey, who do I think I am, like, putting a teaser out that I'm pregnant? Like, hey, everyone,
right, yes,
I'm going to tell you a secret in a few days.
Yes.
I'm pregnant. Like, what?
I mean, you're basic, but not that basic.
Thank you.
So then the next day we posted a picture and
it was actually the photo we posted. It was actually one of our top contenders for the podcast artwork that shows up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Well, and remind me when we talk about, we're going to talk about the photo shoot that we did, but remind me because but I mean, that couch is what started kind of our whole photo shoot concept.
Right.
I mean, that was the deal. So Okay, so describe the picture.
So the picture is we're at the Lumen Room in Dallas,
yes,
which is a very white, bright room.
Yes.
And they have a deep forest green velvet sofa.
Yes.
And Matt's sitting on one side, I'm sitting on the other.
And it's kind of a long couch.
Yes, it's a long couch. We have two end tables with two old school rotary phones.
Yeah.
We both have the phone up to our ear. And we just kind of have a very serious look on our face.
Yeah, looking straight ahead.
Looking straight ahead. And then the graphics on the photo said, you never know who's listening.
Yes.
And so that was our second teaser.
Yes, and we had a date. We had our launch.
Right. And we had our launch date at the bottom.
Well, this really put people on tilt. Like they were, I mean, and so we...
It's a very mysterious looking photograph.
Yeah, and so, and left to our own devices... Tara and I would have just launched all this on one day.
Right.
So I really do want to give Banana a lot of credit because she, I mean, it could not have been a better launch and an announcement. So, I mean, now I've got people reaching out to me that I used to work with 7-8 years ago. My best friend from high school who I haven't talked to in a while, she reaches out. I mean, people are just like, now they want to know
what in the world is going on. What's going on?
Yeah.
So we get that up there.
Yes. Yes. And then we took a day off.
And then we took a day off.
Yeah. And then kind of let it die down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we do?
Right. So we took a day off. And then the next day it was announcement day when we decided we were going to let people know.
Right.
What was up?
Yeah. So the next morning we posted the cover art and a great picture of the podcast equipment and the link to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that, and the trailer.
Right, the trailer.
Which, you know, most of you have listened to. If you haven't, you know, if you didn't listen to the trailer, go back and listen to it. It's really fun, and that was, we're really proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, how would you describe the response?
I mean, it was just, at that point, it was just, the entire day was crazy.
Yes, the entire day was crazy. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was so excited and very supportive, and you know, people I hadn't talked to in years were texting me and, you know, showing support, and it was very humbling and flattering.
Yes, agreed.
And definitely surpassed all my expectations.
Agreed. We really didn't know what to expect,
right.
And we just kind of, you know, we were texting and, you know, watching, you know, the, you know, watching folks like and try to respond to their message and stuff, so that the outpour was really, really cool. But then there's still been this curiosity from everybody of like, okay, why?
Yeah,
what?
Why,
where did this come
how?
From?
Right.
Tara, this is going to haunt me. So here's the quick kind of recap of how and why we decided to do a podcast. I was sitting outside of my office one morning. Something hit me, and I cannot remember what it was. I immediately picked up the phone, which is not uncommon because we do talk quite a bit. And I called you, and I said, Tara, do you want to do a podcast? And what was your response?
I said yes right away.
And then we kind of got off the phone.
Right. And I mean, that was, we just kind of wrapped it up and moved about our business.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent of saying yes to any and all opportunities that come up. So, you know, it was easy for me to say yes, but also, you know, doing something with you, you know, we've been such good friends for so long. It was just kind of like, duh.
Yeah, so she says yes. We didn't talk topics. We didn't talk about anything. So then the next thing I send her. So, and we're, I don't want to say that we are, spontaneous is not the word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for? We have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we're big idea people.
Yeah, we're big idea people. Mm-hmm. But so we go about our day, and honestly, I bet you had forgotten about it when I sent this back to you.
100.
So then later on, I text her a picture of the order for the podcast equipment. And then you were like,
I text back and I said, oh shit, like we're actually going to do this? Like
you were serious when you asked me?
We are going to have a podcast? I thought you were just asking me, do you want to?
Okay. And so to put a timeline on, this was like early August, and we are so... We were so naive about what it takes. A podcast, if you look at it from the outside, you know, the outside looking in, is a simple thing. You have content and you put it out there. The inner workings and what it takes to actually create a podcast and get it, you know, get it published it is significant. And we had no idea. Neither one of us are like huge technology people.
No.
Nor recording or any kind of, you know, audio visual. I mean, we literally knew dick about all of you know, this stuff. So I literally had to Google, what do you need for a podcast? What equipment do you need for a podcast? Well, clearly I'm not the only buffoon that's tried to do this, because there was an article that I found that was like, I mean, it told you exactly what to get and where to get it from and what all you needed. And so, like, I just went down, like, check the box, order. 3 days later.
That sounds good. Thanks, Amazon.
3 days later, it's delivered. So then we get this equipment, and it's like, so I sent you a picture of it. And you were like, wow, that's like really legit stuff.
Yeah, like, I was shocked. I thought we were going to have pretty much like our iPhone in the middle, and we're just going to talk into it and hope for the best.
Yeah, no. So I get it. So I get the actual stuff like assembled or whatever. And you were like, that's really legit. I was like, yeah, if I could just get it to work.
Where's the on button?
So thankfully I've got this great friend. He's a student over at Austin College. And so I reached out to him. I was like, man, we're trying to launch a podcast. Is there any chance you could come and like set this up? And he's like, sure. So he comes over and we get everything plugged in and shows us how to use it.
And he is probably thinking, these people think they're going to have a podcast. They don't know how to turn on this microphone.
So then we were like, well, what are we going to talk about? And then we kind of had the idea of like, all right, well, we're just going to try to capture like our phone conversations. And so that's where, you know, we went through the process of, you know, trying to come up with a name for the show and the content.
We went through several names.
But the fun part was it was a very creative process. And I don't know that either one of us have really ever created something from scratch. Would you agree, Tara? Like, have you ever like just done something from out of thin air? So to do this, you know, was really fun, but it was really tough. I mean, It was really tough. So we get the equipment set up. We don't even have a name yet. And we recorded our first content. Mm-hmm. And we were under the gun to record our first content because I was leaving town. And we set this way unrealistic expectation that we were going to launch this podcast in 60 days. So it was like the beginning of August. And we were like, okay, we're going to launch October 1st. And we just we just arbitrarily chose that date. And, you know,
I think that was as long as we thought we could possibly keep the secret.
That's the other piece. Talk about that struggle.
So I think that we decided pretty early on that we did not want to let anybody in on this until we had a legit podcast to put out there. And I kind of explained it to my girlfriend, Casey, that I was just feeling very protective of this idea, and I didn't want it to get out there and then maybe not work out, or, you know, it's us have to kind of release it prematurely, or, you know, I felt like talking about it would almost, like, I was very superstitious about talking about it, almost that it would bring us bad luck or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, you're exactly right. We agreed that we weren't going to let anybody know kind of what was going on. And so, which is unusual for us because we're pretty transparent people. Mm-hmm. We talk to a lot of folks and whatever.
And it felt super weird. Like, we live an hour apart.
Yeah.
And where Matt lives, I know a lot of people here. I used to live here. I went to college here.
Right.
And it's a small town.
Yes.
And so when I would be in town, people would be like, oh, what are you in town for? I'd be like, oh, I'm just sneaking around with Matt Hanley.
Oh, please don't. So we've got our equipment and we have like 3 days, 4 days before I go on vacation. Yeah. The Friday before I leave for vacation, we decide, okay, we'll record, you know, we'll record that evening or whatever, but we don't have access to like a studio or anything. I mean, we're literally, again, just doing this from, you know, whatever. So do you want to talk about our first recording?
So our first recording was crouched down in B's closet.
Yep. I had a Barbie car like in my back for 3 hours. And what's crazy is when we decided we're going to do this. So we did this at your apartment
mm-hmm.
in B's closet. So the banana and I were heading on vacation like that Sunday. So so she brings me to your apartment, drops me off. She goes and does whatever she's going to do. And like I had gone to CVS and gotten like 2 individual wines, like mm-hmm. the little boxed individuals. So we've got those. We're in B's closet because it's the only place we could think of that would be like, you know, kind of like a studio because of all the clothes and stuff. And then we are so nervous.
Oh my gosh.
We are so nervous. I mean, we are just like, what are we doing? Because now it's like really getting real. And we're sweating. Do you remember that?
Which is so weird because I keep my apartment so cold. Like my parents call it the meat locker because it's always so cold in there. But I cannot function above 69 degrees.
I agree. I'm with you. So we decide. So we had an idea and had our outline or whatever. And so that's where we recorded. Welcome to the 30/40 Club.
That's right.
Hopefully you guys have really enjoyed and all that. Yeah, that was our first recording.
Mm-hmm.
So our first big test for a podcast was we had this raw audio, and who was going to be our test audience?
The banana.
Okay, so
who is brutal?
Brutal. She is a savage. If she does not like something or whatever, she is not afraid to speak her mind. So she is savage. She comes back and picks me up, and we go to the hotel where we're staying for the weekend before we fly out. And we'd already listened to it. And we were like, right. Okay, we think it's like, okay, but we're okay. Nervous. Yeah, we're nervous. So we're sitting on the bed in the hotel room, and Terry, you're on speed dial.
Yeah,
like, you're
on pins and needles. I'm like, gosh, how long is this going to take? Yeah. Like, hurry up and listen to it.
So then I hit play, and the banana listened to, you know, the entire raw footage or whatever. And I don't remember exactly what she said, but the funniest thing was not that she was like laughing and carrying on. It was that she was just so dismayed at how funny it was. And like, she was so surprised that we had actually pulled this off. You could see it on her face. She was like, okay. She was like, I was ready to tell y'all like, oh, y'all good try. Like, good. But she was like, y'all are on to something. Like, y'all, you've got it here. You know, this is really, really good. That was our first test.
Right.
Yeah.
I fully expected her to be like, okay, this is a good starting point, right. But re-record it 76 more times and then we might have something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So then I go on vacation. And when did we get the name figured out? Was that while I was gone? I think it would have had to have been.
No, because we had it before we recorded 30/40 Club. Or we were just going to use it as a working title.
Oh, right. That was our working title. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. So I go on vacation. Well, again, as I mentioned, neither one of us are technologically savvy.
No. If my iPhone can't do it, then I can't do it.
Right. And if my iPhone can do it, then I probably have to get my 12-year-old to show me how to do it first before I'll be able to do it.
Right.
So we knew there was no way we needed help to get this thing kind of rolled out. So the next piece of this was we had to find someone to help us with it because obviously we were not going to be able to edit this and all that. So we went through the process of like kind of interviewing 4 or 5 people to edit and help launch this podcast. And this is where we found our, you know, obviously the banana is hugely involved in trying to help us keep this on the rails. And Hubba is incredibly supportive and listens to everything and, you know, gives us feedback and all that stuff. But we stumbled upon like our best asset.
Right.
Yeah. So after doing all these interviews, we kind of had to make a decision on, you know, okay, who we're going to go with. And there wasn't even a question.
Right. So we knew pretty quickly that we were going to go with Riley at Podigy.
Yeah. And Riley from the start, like, he understood our vision. He took the time to really kind of figure out what we wanted to do and what we were trying to, you know, kind of portray or whatever. And I mean, we just trusted him from like the beginning. And what was so amazing when we knew we had made the right decision is when he sent us back the completed episode from the 30/40 Club, and we were
really quickly.
He turned it around within a couple of days. And so his speed, his efficiency, just the quality of the work that they do at Podigy, and that's podigy.co is their website address. If you want to check them out, if you're thinking about doing a podcast, there is no other recommendation besides
besides Riley and his team at Podigy. But he has had a tough job, because would you describe us as neurotic?
Beyond.
Yeah. You could not probably end up with two more neurotic people trying to do a podcast. And so he has been so patient. He has a lot of patience, because we have sent stuff and then recent stuff. We re-recorded, you know, an intro a day before he had to have it in. You know, I mean, we have put him through the hoops, and he's just really good at his craft, and he also cares. Like, you can tell,
right, the
that
passion
he wants it.
Yeah. That he brings to the project, yeah, which is something that was super important to us, yes, to start with, because I mean, this was obviously a passion project for us, so yeah, we needed someone who was kind of in that same boat.
And agree.
I definitely think we found that.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're, like I said, if you're thinking about doing a podcast, which it's fun, it's a ton of hard work, Riley with Podigy, and that's podigy.co.
podigy.co.
Yeah. So we get all of that going, and then because Tara and I also can't do anything like halfway.
No.
If we're gonna be in it, we're jumping in, you know, head first and all that. So when we decided on the name Deeply Shallow, it worked for us because we talk about so many topics just on a daily basis, that some of them are deep, dealing with, you know, life and kids and marriage and all of those things, you know, that are like really heavy topics. But then we also can be incredibly shallow and petty and talk about, you know, reality TV and, you know, other people and, you know,
my favorite topics.
Yes. Yes. Tara's favorite topics. So that's where the name Deeply Shallow came from. And then it just all worked. But that wasn't even good enough, because in order for us to really embrace this, we needed a professional photo shoot.
Professional.
We were not going to be satisfied with an iPhone and the iPhone editing process.
Right.
So tell them how that started.
So kind of just thinking, you know, how we wanted to release this, I think it was important for both of us that it look the part.
Oh yeah, we wanted high quality.
Right, we wanted high quality, only the best. You know, we wanted this to be an easy product to sell. So when we decided we wanted a professional photo shoot, of course, we have no experience in commercial photo shoots or
branding.
Yeah, or any of that.
Right.
So the first order of business was to go get our budget approved.
Yes. So the banana also serves as our manager. Okay.
Right. And she will call herself our pimpager.
Yes. She will refer to herself as our pimpager. So to keep us under wraps, because, you know, Tara and I together can get out of hand. Mm-hmm. Like with what we think that we need a photo shoot the equivalent to, like, you know, fashion week.
Yes.
Like that's what we
have in our champagne taste.
Yes. Yes. And so she has to rein it in on a number of things.
Quite
so she says, all right, here's your budget. And then where do we go from there?
So then we found the space, and the Lumen Room offered what we had kind of been envisioning,
yeah,
to be our artwork. So that was the first thing we did, was book the room.
Right. And why did we book that room? Honestly, it was, I mean, that couch.
Right. I mean, it was the green sofa.
So when you go to the Lumen Room's website, they have like, and you can rent it for a number of things, you know, whatever. Right. But we were obviously going to rent it for a photo shoot, but they have props there. And one of the things they have is this green couch. And so for whatever reason, we actually had this, you know, this was probably the only concrete thing we had in our head, was we know that we want to take a picture on this couch sitting on the ends with rotary phones.
Yeah.
That was as far as we could get.
That was the vision.
That was the vision.
Right.
So
we had no rotary phones. We had no, you know, velvet couch.
Right.
But yeah, that's what it had to be.
Yeah. That's what sold us on it. So then the banana found actually a parent that she knew that of a student at the gym that did photography. And that's Caitlin Winborn Photography. And she was willing to come down and... Again, not knowing, under false pretenses, she thought she was dealing with normal people, but
right,
we decided, you know, then she realized how neurotic we were when we got there, but then we did this photo shoot.
Okay, so the only reason I even survived this photo shoot was because we had Irene Diana there. Her Instagram is brushed_byIrene. I definitely suggest you guys check her out.
She's awesome.
That is not an ad. She's just amazing.
She is. Yep. That's great.
And so she did hair and makeup for both. I just want everyone to know that Matt did wear makeup at this photo shoot.
Well, we were sweating so bad.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So both of us sweat uncontrollably.
We're sweaters.
We are so disgusting. I don't know what's wrong with us, but
that is so embarrassing that you just threw that out there.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yeah.
So obviously hair and makeup was like, we had to have somebody there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we kind of start this photo shoot. Both of us are so neurotic. We hate every single thing that's going on around us.
Yes.
We don't like our clothes. We don't like our hair. We don't like our makeup. We don't like our faces. We don't like anything.
And so it would beg the question, why did we want to do a photo shoot? Why couldn't we have done like a cartoon cover art? Like,
looking back, that is what we should have done.
Like caricatures of ourselves that we could.
At some point in the photo shoot, I was like, why didn't we just hire people and tell
They don't have to know what we actually look like. So we'll just put, you know, a couple of good looking people in there and like let them take pictures and then, you know,
take all the credit for
it. And we'll be the voices.
Exactly.
So we managed through that. And I think neither one of us left there.
It was 4 hours of us hating every single thing about ourselves.
That was probably the first point that I questioned. I don't know that I want to do this. If the rest of this is going to be equivalent to this 4-hour photo shoot to which we hated everything and sweating like through our clothes. And if this is how it's going to be, I think I'm done.
At one point, we took some pictures where we were dressed all in black. Gosh. And when you look at these pictures, we look like funeral home directors.
And which was so funny because we knew the name was Deeply Shallow. I was like, okay, we could just switch this over to Deeply Shallow Funeral Home.
Yeah, so if this podcast doesn't work,
that's where we're headed.
We have a backup plan.
We looked so ridiculous.
Neither one of our jackets fit us. Which I don't is know even what, more insane.
How we can't get proper fitting clothes. I mean, we're adults and we look like we're wearing our parents' clothes.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like
at one point, I don't know if it was the Pimpager or if it was your idea, but we took a photo holding just the microphone.
Then
as we're taking these pictures, I'm telling Matt, this is stupid. Like, this is not going to work. We're not singers.
And that translates in the photo. Yes. You can literally see her telling me, this is stupid. So we looked, and if anyone has ever seen the show Mexican Dynasty, which is hilarious. So the lead guy that's like this really well-known singer, like that's what we looked like, except we can't sing.
We can't sing. But we can't dress ourselves.
We look like terrible lounge singers.
Who just got off work from the funeral home. Yeah.
So we get done. And I mean, literally, we walked out of there. And I mean, that was one of the most exhausting experiences of my life. I don't know. I know models get paid very well for their services, and I think it's probably pretty warranted after what we went through.
Yes. I never want to have my picture taken again after
gosh. It's in doing a podcast and doing anything like this, you really put yourself out there and everything comes under a microscope and you do feel pretty damn vulnerable. Yes. So you're like, ooh, this is not good to people. So
that was a tough day.
That was a tough day.
This photo shoot that we just had to have.
Yeah. So we get through that, and then Riley and his team helped us get the cover art done. And honestly, what really surprised us is we had four contenders for our cover art.
Right.
One of which was our picture on the green couch that we used for part of our announcement, and we ended up going with a different picture. And honestly, it was because folks said, the cover art picture we have now, they said that is y'all. That is what encompasses y'all's personality and, you know, how y'all interact and all that. And that's really, you know, the picture. And so we were really appreciative of the feedback. And that's kind of ultimately what made the decision for the cover art. So,
right.
So once we got that done, then it was just a mad press to get our content recorded. And that part has been fun, but y'all, it's hard work. I mean, it really is. Cause we want to entertain folks. We want it to be fun. We want you to laugh. We want you to empathize. We want to empathize with you. We want it to be, to be relatable, because
we also don't want to be dragged constantly for the things that we say.
Yes. Well, that's probably going to happen anyway, but
100%.
So then we got everything to, got all the episodes uploaded, and we got it launched and launched our Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast. And, kind of going back to that first recording, in our eyes, I don't know why, Tara, we wouldn't, if Dell computers started out in a dorm room and Apple computers started out in a garage, why couldn't a successful podcast start out in a 2-year-old's closet with a Barbie car rammed up my back for 3 hours? Why can't that be the start of something great?
I mean, absolutely. And I think that's exactly the direction that we're heading, thanks to all of our listeners who have been so supportive and given us the opportunity to make a go of this.
Yeah, yeah. So again, like Tara mentioned, we were not telling anybody about what was going on up until launch day. After we kind of had recorded all the content that was going to be in the initial release of the first four episodes, then we spent the next 2 weeks or so effectively just freaking ourselves out.
Yeah.
And we would just take turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for everything to go through approval, which is a whole process in itself.
Right.
Final edits from production. I mean, the whole enchilada. And so anytime one of us would start to feel a little too comfortable,
right, we could count on the other person going left.
Yes. Getting us back into that dark place.
Panicked.
We were talking about, what was it, being in the...
So Tara and I have, and this is part of the reason why we're so concerned about mental health is because we struggle. I mean, just like everybody else does, we'll get down about stuff and we're aware of that. And so whatever. So like one day I was like super down about it, and I was just like, I think we just need to pull the plug on this. This is a terrible idea. And Tara was also having a bad day. And what did you tell me? Get out of the hole. There's not enough room for both of us.
I was like, get out of the hole. It's my turn. It's my turn to be in the hole.
Stop hogging the hole.
You're taking up too much of the hole.
So, I mean, that's the thing that we can count on is that like when one of us is like flying high, the other one will go left and be like, I don't know about all this. But the great part was, when we started the announcement, what we did not realize is that people were really going to start putting the heat on us when they did not know what it was. Mm-hmm. Between the days of, kind of the teasers, like people were like demanding to know. And I would just like to point out, for the record, I survived a 5-hour dinner, cocktails and dinner, with some very close friends. And of course, her daughter's on the cheer squad, on Tara's cheer squad. So like we all know each other really well. And I survived 5 hours with an interrogation. And I mean, she had me on the rope so many times, but I was like, nope, I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you what it is.
I still don't know if I believe you.
Why would I lie to you? So Tara, have you had anybody visiting other than your parents and Hubba this last week?
Okay. So the week leading up to our launch is the same week that Hubba's coming home. My parents are coming to visit. I haven't seen my husband in a month.
Yeah.
And I can feel that I'm getting a cold sore.
You feel it?
You can feel it coming on. And I was just like, you have got to be kidding me.
But it's so funny, y'all, because when she said she had a cold sore, I was like, oh, okay, like, whatever. And then I saw it.
Okay. I'm not going to say what I want to say right now because there could be children listening in. But just so you know. Also, I just want to point out that my husband had listened to an episode that we had already sent off for, that's been approved. I'm sure it was being uploaded. And he was like, yeah, I don't like that little sound effect that you use when you say, I hate that.
Oh, this was a rough week. This was a rough few days for you.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean, like sound clip? And he's like, when you talk about the I hate that segment. I was like, that's not a sound clip. That's my voice. And he was like, oh, well, it's annoying. I was like, okay, you've listened to how many episodes?
Yes.
And now you're telling me that my voice is annoying. And okay, like, great. I'm feeling super confident right now. Thanks a lot. So then immediately I'm in my car when he tells me that. I'm going to meet Matt Hanley to re-record something that I had said on the podcast. And I'm in a bad mood now. I get in the car and he looks at me and he's like, whoa, that cold sore is scary. Okay,
it just caught me off guard. I was not anticipating.
Out of the three most important men in my life at this moment either hate my voice or my physical appearance is scaring them.
I was like,
get the hell out of here.
Yeah. So then we didn't talk for a day.
Yes.
So we took a break.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to take a break. So then, yeah. So then we got everything launched and it turned out great. But yeah, that was good. That was really good. Okay, so, you know, obviously we've had the podcast launch, and that's been a huge part. But we've had other stuff going on, right? I mean, we had some other comings and goings. You had a fun mom's night.
I did. I had a fun mom's night out. Me and Gina went to the Carrie Underwood concert.
But you didn't just go to the concert.
Oh, no. I mean, when you roll with Gina.
You are so lucky.
You roll high roller. Yeah. I know. I am really lucky when it comes to cool hookups.
You have really
like
good
that.
Friends.
So Gina had gotten box seats to Carrie Underwood and her husband didn't want to go. So she asked me, do you want to go? I said, yeah, of course. So we roll up, get our VIP parking, head up to our box, open bar, all this yummy food. These seats were out of control. This concert was out of control. Carrie Underwood is so gorgeous. It's insane. And so talented.
And this was like the first night you had gotten a break from effectively being single parent pushing a month now.
Right.
Yeah. So this was your first opportunity to really enjoy a little adult time.
Yes.
Having to worry about the toddler.
Yes. So we had a great time.
That is cool. That is good. That is good.
So I had a nice little night out. You guys had a nice little night out.
We did. The Denison Service League had a great event. Shout out to them for the event they hosted. They're one of our community groups that does an enormous amount for our local charities. And they actually had the guys from Pete's Dueling Piano Bar come up and do a dinner with, you know, they had live auction, silent auction with the Pete's Dueling Piano guys. And if you've been to Pete's, right?
Yes.
It is so fun.
It is one of... I went one time when I was pregnant and couldn't even drink and still had a great
And you
time.
Still had fun.
Yes.
These guys are so, I mean, there are a lot of older folks, you know, that probably are not used to this. They probably haven't been there, so they probably didn't know what to expect. But, I mean, I've been once before, and these guys were awesome. And, I mean, they had us up. Crowd participation was a requirement, and I did not get home until like 2 in the morning. And it
was, been going really hard lately.
I really have. But like not every night, but just like over the last few weeks, there have been some really, really fun late nights that we've had. But it was great. And everybody was dancing. And we got some great friends that provided a limo. So, you know, we had transportation to and from, which was awesome. And we were one of the last people to leave, and they have a small dance floor. And after the Pete's guys left, there was a DJ there till, you know, midnight or whatever. And we stayed and danced and I don't dance. That's the crazy part. I don't dance.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever seen you dance.
Yeah, you probably haven't. But you get the feeling, the Pete's Dueling Piano guys, but.
Feeling, huh?
Okay, so Tara, now it's time for one of your favorite segments on the show.
I hate that.
Okay, Tara, what are you hating this week?
Okay, so at the risk of embarrassing myself telling this story.
You think that's the first time?
I mean, might as well just finish this whole episode strong, actually. It's just been an exercise in embarrassment. But as everyone knows, Hubba has been out of town. And something that I decided I wanted to do when he left was I wanted to get in shape. I was about to say get in really good shape, but like that's not true. So I wanted to get in a shape.
Yes.
In a slightly smaller shape than I am currently in. So I have been really counting my calories and, you know, up on that Peloton. And I've actually been pretty successful. I've
healthy lost, lifestyle.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've lost about 15 pounds.
Okay.
Like pretty quickly, which I guess is like, I guess that is a benefit of the current shape I'm in, is that you're able to lose weight pretty quickly.
The first ones are the easiest.
Right, exactly. But not one person in my life has noticed. And I'm like, how fat am I that no one has noticed I've lost 15 pounds? I coach cheerleading twice a week, right?
Yes.
So I'm walking around in my Lulu pants and athletic shirt. Like, it's not like I'm wearing muumuus every day. Like, I'm just looking around like, okay, like, it's fine. Like, I haven't eaten since August, but great. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that is brutal.
You know body dysmorphia, where people think they're like bigger than they actually are?
Yes.
I think I have the opposite of that. Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, like, you look pretty good. I'm like, no, 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 honey. No, 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 no. No one notices you lose 15 pounds. Like, you need to take a good look in the mirror. A good look in the mirror.
Wow.
So that's what I'm hating.
You know what that reminds me of, Tara? So my brother-in-law was once telling me, my brother-in-law stays in really good shape, but there was a time when he
good
wasn't.
For him.
Yeah. He's a Iron Man now and all this sort of thing.
Gross.
But it was so funny. He's a really funny guy. Several years ago, you know, he was, this is before he kind of got into all this. And he was certainly, you know, not a heavy guy, but he was like, you know, you're really fat when you lose 30 pounds and someone says, have you lost a little weight? But you didn't even get that.
No. Like, I look exactly the same to
everyone.
Nobody
even threw you a bone.
No, no.
Lost a little weight?
I mean, I'm just going to start walking up to people and be like, excuse me. Excuse me. Anything you want to tell me, like waving my arms up and down my body?
You should just like walk around with like a scale under your arm. Like, anybody want to see? Yeah. Anybody want to see some results here?
Yeah. No, no one's interested. No one in my office. No one at my work at the gym. I mean, nobody.
That's so funny.
Like, okay.
That is so funny.
I'm glad everyone is paying. Well, hopefully it's because no one's paying attention to me. Not because I look exactly the same, but I mean, whatever. Who knows? But anyway, that's what I'm hating. All right, Matt, what are you hating?
Okay, Tara, in light of today's episode, and I think when I say this, you're going to agree, I hate the day after launch hangover.
The hangover is so brutal. You almost feel sick.
I've had some pretty nasty hangovers in my life.
Yeah, you currently have one during this recording.
Yes, but it's nothing compared to the day after launch day hangover. We've mentioned this before. We are so neurotic.
Insane
people. So that when, you know, when launch day happened, obviously we have ways to check the, you know, the metrics and how many downloads we have and all that stuff.
Right.
And like, of course we fooled ourselves into thinking we wouldn't be like refreshing this like every 5 seconds.
Insane. Like, it was insane.
We're texting back like every 3 minutes, calling every 5 minutes. Like, everyone is getting so exhausted just by, and so then to go from that and just like, then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh.
I think it was worse because of how successful launch day was.
Yes,
I don't think we were expecting that.
No, no.
And then it was just so crazy. And then the next day we were like, okay, well, what do we do with our lives now?
Yeah. What now?
Back to normal business?
Yeah. So that was unexpected. And so
our hosting company hates us.
Yes.
We
wore out their website. Like, they're like, please, you know,
like, calm down.
Yeah. You know, like if you at the bank, if you have like, if you write too many checks that month and they're like, okay, you have 10 free checks you can write.
Right.
After that, we're charging you. Like, that's what they're going to send us the email. Like, you can refresh this website 10 times and then we're going to start charging you a surcharge.
Exactly. No, we're literally going to have to work that into our budget because I trust neither one of us to go 3 minutes
without. Yeah.
It's the last thing I like do before I go to bed now.
Yeah.
Like, I fall asleep refreshing.
Yeah. Which again, like, thank you, everybody.
I know. I'm blown away by all the love and support and people who have taken the time to go write reviews on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Yeah.
Facebook. It just means the world to us.
It really does. It really does.
All right. Well, that is going to bring us to the end of episode number 5.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Yep.
We hope you guys have enjoyed this. We sure have enjoyed y'all getting to know us a little bit better and glimpse into this crazy friendship that we have. We're actually going to be talking more about our friendship on next week's episode. We've got a lot of questions about that. So we will see you guys next week. Tune in for that. It's going to be really good.
Just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.